And welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM. It's our weekly program covering arts and arts events in Valparaiso and throughout Northwest Indiana and Duneland. I'm Larry Breckner, here alongside with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City, and we are your hosts for Art on the Air. By the way, our 2018 and 19 underwriters for Art on the Air is Valparaiso University's Brower Museum, and of course our landlord here in this beautiful building, Walt Breitinger. And if you'd like to find out more about leasing space here in our historic building. And by the way, I took a quick tour of the building just the other day after doing the show, and some great artists and things going on here. But you can call Walt at 219-462-5821. That's 462-5821. We'd like to thank them for their generous support. And thanks to Greg Kovach, WVLP's station manager and engineer, for engineering our show today. Actually, Esther's behind the board doing the engineering, but he's helping us get the football in the air. If you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts-related event, authors, you know, musicians,
please, 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 it is being underutilized.
Yes, please call or get us at our Gmail account, which is artontheair@gmail.com. That's artontheair@gmail.com. Hey, by the way, this program is rebroadcast at 5 p.m. and it's always streaming live at wvlp.org. And we encourage you to start listening to us on the stream if you're having trouble hearing us over the air. We're going to take a look at our arts calendar, but just one quick minute here. We'd like to remind you this station is a community-supported station. We don't sell commercial time in here. We just have great underwriters, and we're looking for your support all the time. You can find out more about support at wvlp.org/support, and we'd like to hear from you because, as I say every week, don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. And once you give till it really feels good here, you can contact the station at that support address and do that. And now we're going to move to our arts calendar. I'll start with Porter County here. And there we go. Valparaiso University Center for Arts, Brower Museum, coming on January 8th. It's just open through March 31st. They have three new exhibits: Icons on Ammo Boxes, art by Sofia Altanova and Alexander Klimenko. Their second exhibit is Line, Force, Burn Rubber, an exhibit Sarah Kremp and Olivia Petridis. And then The Art of Lynn Olson. And they all have a combined opening reception on Sunday, January 13th at 2 p.m. at the Brower Museum in the various location. We will continue with Holly Jackson through the end of January at the Ellen Firm Gallery, US 12 and Beverly Shores, and it's a whole selection of her paintings from 2018, everything. Oil artist Laurie Schrimmer Carpenter is at the Village Gallery at Pines, and it's running through January 17th. The Art Barn is starting Monday Night Watercolor. They're doing a five-week series starting January 14th through February 11th. You can find out about that information. And they also have a five-week course called The Art of Plantifying Your Life. And that starts on January 30th. And they have instructors for that. If you want information about that, you can contact them at artbarnindiana@gmail.com. And they'll be happy to do that. The Memorial Opera House. They are doing Mega Beatles Live in Concert January 19th at 7:30. It's reserved seating at $35. You can contact the Opera House, of course, online or info@memorialoperahouse.com. January 19th, Art Z and Art Z Antiques, which we had on a previous week. They are doing cocoa, cupcakes, and canvas. So if you don't want to do the wine thing, they're doing cocoa and cupcakes. They're doing that on Saturday night, 19th, and they're just going from 12 to 2 p.m. So that's about all we have going. It's a little quieter time this time of year, but we're going to kick it over to Esther in LaPorte County.
Yes, it is a quiet time. So we have the Lubeznik Center for the Arts. Please visit them. Check their website, Lubeznik Center for the Arts. I think they're getting ready for a new exhibit. There's the Thaddeus C. Gallery. They're located in downtown LaPorte since 2004. They're at 822 Lincoln Way. Their phone number, 219-326-8626. Their hours, Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, 10 until 3. We have Blink Contemporary Art at 1709 Franklin Street in Michigan City. And on exhibition is the artwork of Rick Lang and Suzanne Cohen Lang. There's the Rising Phoenix Gallery at 2803 South Franklin Street. And the Nest at 803 Franklin Street. We have the paintings of David and Margie Kreiner. David is an abstract artist, and Margie has her geometric paintings. Michigan City Toastmasters meets every first and third Monday of the month at 6:15 p.m. The next meeting is on the 21st of January. Meditation Circle Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. And on January 26th is the debut of the monthly Every Kind of Talent Show, and it's emceed by Captain Ambivalent. And it's kind of vaudeville meets show and tell. So we're looking for ventriloquists, dancers, short plays, authors, storytellers, magicians, actors. Just come and show what you can do. We're looking forward to it. On Facebook, we're the Nest Michigan City. And now, well, let's go to Lake County. And Larry, I think you have an exhibit in Lake County.
I do. In fact, as soon as I leave the radio station today, I'm going to be actually loading it up. It's called Nostalgic Structures and Scenics Exhibit, and it's, of course, by myself. It'll be beginning today, January 11th, sometime in the afternoon as soon as I get the show hung, through February 15th. It's in the main lobby of what used to be called the Chase Bank Building. Now they're calling themselves the 8585 Broadway Professional Building. So that's in Merrillville. And at this present, we're still thinking about an artist reception, but they haven't cleared that out. So that's my own little gig there, so going on. But moving on to the other things going on in Lake County, South Shore Arts registration is still open for classes. If you've missed the classes already have begun on January 7th, but they still have classes that are starting. They're still running their exhibit through the end of the month, January 29th. Indie Windy, a love story about large public work arts in new environments, like in aging manufacturing areas, documenting their experience, creating work in their private studios. That exhibit was curated by Ish Muhammad. He's a self-taught artist from Indiana, and he maintains a studio at the Zao B Art Out Center. Art Gym Gallery, which is James Jakoviak, and his exhibit's closing as of today, so you still have a chance to see it. It's a Chicago-born artist. Current paintings focus on the role of color and familiar forms. So that's closing. Oh, I'm sorry, that closed on March 24th, so you still have it. It opens today, and they will have an artist reception on March 3rd at 1 to 3 p.m. And again, that's Center for Visual Performing Arts, the Atrium Gallery. Crown Point branch of South Shore Arts at 611 North Indiana. The Mike Barrett Kolowski Wildscapes that will continue through part of January. Cafe Fresco, Laura Izzard, Cats and Space Aliens through January 27th, and that's on 1 North Court Street in Crown Point. At the Toll Theater, our oil artist again, Lori Shimmer Carpenter, will have her oil work there all of January. 119th Street Artists is just getting ready through January 16th. Their Oliver Brown Juried Exhibit is at the Cornerstone Gallery. And that's in the back of the bank building there, Centier Bank at 119th and New York Street, so if you get a chance to go there. Studio 659, they have a call for art, which just closed last night, but their show will be coming up. It's called Artistic License, which will be opening January 25th through March 4th. I luckily just submitted my things last night. It's a salon-style show, so if you miss the entry deadlines, you can get it in still today on January 11th. There'll be a reception on January 25th, 5 to 7 p.m. If you have information, you can look them up at studio659.org, or their email is artscouncil659@gmail.com. Miller Arts Creative District, the Kellen Firm exhibit has still been extended through January 20th at the Marshall J. Gardner Center for the Arts. Kevin has 38 drawings and 28 sculptures on display, and he will be giving a talk on January 12th, so you won't miss it at 6:30 p.m. And if you want information about that, again, MillerBeachArts.org, and you can find them also on Facebook. So that's what we have going on all the way around here in Lake County. If you have any information you'd like to get us, make it easy on us so we don't have to go out looking for the information. Again, that's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. That's artontheairwvlp@gmail.com. Send us your art information. We're also looking for guests if you're interested in being a guest on the show. Esther and I would love to have you on to talk about what's going on in Northwest Indiana. We were expanding this to also include authors and musicians, and we've had some wonderful guests so far. Which brings us to our current guest. And many of you may know her from her work, but it's Eve Landsman Wiersbicki. Did I get that correct?
It's Wiersbicki.
Wiersbicki, yeah. Got it. Okay. Eve is from Northwest Indiana, but originally from Evanston, but she grew up in Chicago, but she's also moved to Michigan City. And anyway, the big thing that she's part of is Digging the Dunes, and she will tell her a little bit about what that's about, what they do, and how they support Northwest Indiana. So welcome to the show, Eve.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your background, first of all.
Like growing up background?
Well, yeah. You came from Evanston.
So, grew up in Chicago when I was young. And then my family moved to Long Beach. And I was there through high school. Went to IU in Bloomington. And then after I graduated, I had an art history major.
Okay.
And then graduated and went back to Chicago, where I worked at several advertising agencies. Worked for my dad, who was also very much into the arts, and stayed there until we adopted our daughter and moved to Ogden Dunes. And we've been in Ogden Dunes since then.
Do you live like on the lake there?
We live across the street from the lake.
Okay, it's pretty close then.
We're safe if the lake comes up a little bit. Maybe we will be on the lake soon.
Very good. So you studied art history. So how does that influence some of the things you're doing now, like with your studies in art history?
Well, everything, you know, right now I'm very much into more of the photography, but,
okay.
And through art history, it just gave me an appreciation of everything, all the different art that's out there.
I have to ask every photographer, are you a Canon shooter or a Nikon shooter?
I'm actually an iPhone shooter.
Well, there you go.
Your photographs are wonderful. I love when your photographs pop up. They're great.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Well, that's okay. I always tease the Nikon shooters, because I'm a Canon shooter. So, well, very good. And, you were living in the area, and tell us a little bit how Dig the Dunes started, and how the creation of it happened.
Sure. So it started, my daughter was about 2-3 years old. I had a dog. We started walking around the streets of Ogden Dunes, and then that got a little boring, so we started venturing out to some of the trails, and I started discovering the different beaches. I've been here for so long and just never realized how many different beaches and trails there were. I knew about the state park, but didn't know about all the other places. And so I started taking photos of the beach, and people really liked it, and so they wanted to see more, so I started giving them more, which brought my curiosity out, and I decided to keep looking for more places to take pictures, and so that's really how it started.
Yeah, very organically. It's so beautiful when your passion then becomes what you focus on for your work.
Right, right. And then also, in the meantime, I'm a graphic designer, and I do some advertising for some of the local businesses, and so I got to know a lot of different people in the community, and I wanted to help them with their advertising, and I realized Dig the Dunes, the Facebook page and the website, was a great place to help promote them. And so I've been able to do that as well.
And then you're able to hire really talented writers as well to write these. The articles are so interesting. And
right.
I
and
love
a lot,
the daily messages.
A lot of people just came to me, and then I asked them to submit an article and see how it resonated with my followers on Facebook. And if they really liked them, I said, come on, let's write some more. And so, yeah, between photographers and writers, I have a great group of people that I work with. And they're all outdoors people, so that's great, because they'll go different places and they love to do it, and then they just share with me. And
we had Matt on the air like before Christmas, and so
I love Matt. I was just texting him. We have a couple ideas in the works for some great articles,
and
so
they will be great articles. He writes
he's
beautifully.
Amazing. He's one of my favorites.
So your background in advertising, before we get more into Dig the Dunes, tell us a little bit about what you've done, like in Chicago, and what you did with your dad.
So when I started, I graduated from IU in '89, and when I started, there really wasn't a whole lot of computer stuff. It was just getting started. So I was back in the days of keylining, where we were letterpress, did some of the letterpress type, and just really got in right when it started. Cork Express was the software that we used, and just started doing different ads. Started at an art studio called the Art Bunch, that was in Chicago, and actually Mark Coleman, who now lives in Beverly Shores, I knew him back then. He was an illustrator there, and now I use him for projects as well. He just designed a shirt for me. And then I also did advertising at a direct marketing agency, a couple other smaller places, just working for a bunch of different clients. I actually designed a Sears credit card that they used for a while. That was my claim to fame.
Well, and now that'll be a nostalgic claim to fame if Sears goes under, unfortunately.
Day by day.
Okay, and what did your dad do then? He
So my dad was in advertising, and he's also was an artist, and he was known for the parquet butter commercial. So okay. that was his claim to fame, as well as he had a part in the McDonald's "You Deserve a Break Today" campaign as well.
Wow. And they still live in Long Beach?
No, my dad passed away over 15 years ago, and my mom is now in Florida.
And you said she might be listening to us.
She might be listening. Hi, Mom, if you're out there.
And you can listen to us on streaming if you're having trouble hearing us over the air. That's WVLP.org, and this is WVLP 103.1 FM. Yeah, so we are talking to Eve from Dig the Dunes and many, many other things. So what's what exactly do you do with Dig the Dunes?
So I wear a lot of hats with Dig the Dunes, and I found that I sort of move what Dig the Dunes does with what my interests are. So like I said, we started with the photos, and we're always going to continue with those daily photos. I love to go out. It gets me out on a walk every day so I can go out and see the beach and the lake. But I also really started getting involved in events, which I'm really enjoying now, and I have a lot of people that help me with that as well. And then, of course, we have the calendar, Larry, that you know about as being a calendar winner.
Oh, how about that?
it's just really anything you can think of that will help promote the area, I would like to be involved somehow with that.
So really Dig the Dunes is a real promotion for the Duneland communities and everything.
And it goes from Whiting. We like to promote Whiting all the way through St. Joe, Michigan, into Valpo, Crown Point. Michigan City, of course. I'm very familiar with a lot of the businesses in Michigan City, so sometimes we seem to promote them a little bit more, but we are open to lots of other places all along the dunes.
It's pretty expansive what you're covering with Dig the Dunes.
It's very exciting because there was the art fair, there are classes,
so we're doing the events, and we also do, I heard you mention one of the wine and canvas type classes. Mm-hmm. We do our own classes like that as well.
You need to send that to us.
Last year, we had a really popular one. It was a beach glass, and we put an epoxy over it, and we had all kinds of different mermaids, and everybody's came out different, and they were selling out like crazy. So now we're trying to think of what we want to do for 2019, something similar like that. We've got a couple ideas in mind, and we should be releasing some ideas soon. But we are doing in Valpo at Lambstone Winery, the new winery here, we're doing a beach glass wire wrapping class, and that's on February 10th, I think, Sunday, February 10th.
Make sure you send that to us.
So we can do that. No, there's only about 10 spots left. So
okay, well, yeah.
People, if you're listening and you want to do it,
February
sign up.
10th at 3 p.m.
Yes.
Where would they find out the information at?
It's on the Dig the Dunes Facebook page in our events, as well as on Eventbrite, and I think it's also on Lambstone's page as well.
Very good. So if you're interested in doing some of those things, now you have a thing with Dig the Dunes called a passport. Can you explain what that's about?
Yes. So that was released last year, and it's a membership or a passport program for Dig the Dunes, and people who are a member become a Dooney. And with that, they get discounts at a lot of local places. They get a special newsletter, e-newsletter that comes to them, and we have meetups, free meetups that you can go and hike with us, or we did one where we just had a meetup at Sunset Grill, and everybody got together and chatted, and just different fun things that people can do. They get their name on the Dig the Dunes page on the Dooney wall, and we're going to... So the first one ran, and it's the passports are going to expire in April, and a lot of people get passports, but we haven't had a lot of them filled out. And everybody gets a prize when they fill it out. So people, Doonies, if you're out there, make sure you get those passports stamped. They had to go to about 10 different locations and get it stamped, and then they get a prize. So we're thinking next year we may not do the passport, we may do more of just a membership ID card, but still get all the same perks. Have some fun stuff.
Yeah, punch it out. Yeah, I know. By way of disclosure, I'm also an advertiser on the Dig the Dunes. So
yes, you are.
Yes, New Perspectives Photography.
And small businesses. It's very reasonable price.
It very much so, and gives you more exposure. And being not from the Duneland, I lived in Highland and worked in Munster most of my life. So trying to establish a presence here more than everything, you know, I've been here about 3-4 years. So I'm trying to expand that. So with Dig the Dunes, you also have partnerships with other things, I think, like Save the Dunes.
Well, I am also on the board of Save the Dunes, and I am the fundraising chair for Save the Dunes. So they, every year, their signature fundraiser is Jammin' with Save the Dunes, and it's at Guy Forman Amphitheater in Michigan City. It's going to be June 1st this year. It's always such a good time. We're lining up the bands. We just picked our headliner, which is the Waco Brothers, and they're awesome. John Langford is the founder of it, and he's well known in Chicago music scene. And we have some other really good bands, but I can't announce those yet because the contracts have not been signed. But that's always a really good time.
Well, that's great. Now, what's their mission, since you're on the board?
So their mission is to preserve the dunes and Lake Michigan and the watershed. And I'm more about promoting. Of course, I want to preserve as well. But sometimes people do get confused because the name's similar. So if you're looking to help and donate and volunteer your time and possibly throw some money their way, it helps. They do an amazing job with just staying out there and making sure our dunes are protected.
Probably right now more than ever with the government shutdown that we're going through. There's probably some of them are out there preserving the dunes more than ever.
Right. And actually getting groups together to, well, I know with the National Lakeshore, the bathrooms are closed. And, you know, it's really hard right now. I remember a couple of years ago, the trails were closed as well. Those are still open. The trash is getting bad, and there are some great. I know the Dunes Learning Center was out there helping to clean as well.
I remember the last shutdown; they actually blocked off the parking at the lake overlook on Beverly Shores.
They
actually had a wire across.
Right, I remember
that.
I'm like,
why would you even do that? They didn't do that this time, so that's well, good. Save the Dunes. Now, are you involved with other organizations also?
Well, I do. I help out with Shirley Hines Land Trust as well.
Okay.
More with just different promotions that we do. Last year, I did a scavenger hunt with them at one of their trails, and then in the summer, I do a series of beer runs, which is going out and running and then going and having a beer afterwards. And we used we used Ambler Flatwoods in Michigan City and Meadowbrook, which is where their main offices are. So they're always really fun to work with, and they're a great organization as well.
That's great. What's maybe plans for some future expansion in Dig the Dunes? Anything or just?
Well, I kind of just go as the wind blows.
What's your interest?
Is that how you
say?
I do have. So we did the Mac and Cheese Fest last year, which was huge. Mm-hmm. We had 12 different restaurants that came, a bunch of bands, and about 750 people. So I've been talking, and I do have a couple ideas in mind for some other more festivals that are larger like that, which I think one may be coming in April. So.
And you can't tell us anything more about
it? I can maybe tell you. So we're thinking,
just a little bit.
Buffalo wings. Just think about that.
Okay.
There are some wings maybe might be involved.
Yeah, because you have a chance to promote to our large, expansive audience.
I know. I just want to get all the details in order before I say too much.
Okay. Well, that's always a good thing. So with Dig the Dunes, I'm an advertiser. If they want to advertise in that, tell us some of the benefits of that.
We have several different ways you can do it. We have our homepage banner ads, which I think we only have two spots left for that. But that would be to advertise there. It's $800, and that's good for the whole year. They can switch their banner ads out as many times as they want. We have a new partnership Trailblazer program, and that's $250, and that would get someone on our partnership page, as well as get with everybody who advertises with us. We promote anything they would like us to promote on our Facebook page. So if they have something, an event coming up, just let us know and we'll go ahead and share it. And then the directory listings are only $60 for the year, and that is on our listing page, and again, we will promote and help share anything that way. And then new in 2019, we're really pushing our event marketing. So if somebody has an event coming up, we can now spread it across all our social media platforms and share their event. And we just reached 11,500 followers on Facebook. And we have, I think, almost 3,500 on Instagram. And close to 2,000 on Twitter. So okay. We can reach a lot of people.
Very good. Well, you answered the question I was going to ask, is how many social platform media platforms you're on.
And we stay active. And a little bit of Snapchat, not a whole lot yet, but really working with the Instagram story, which you can get very artistic and creative with that one.
You're listening to WVLP 103.1 FM. We have Eve here from Dig the Dunes, and you can find them on the web at digthedunes.com or
digthedunes.com.
.com or on Facebook with Dig the Dunes.
At Dig the Dunes, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Dig the Dunes.
Very good. So if you're interested in becoming a Dooney, that's one of the best things, and there's a lot of things that they're you got coming up doing that.
Yes.
So with Dig the Dunes, is there any organizations? I think there's, what, In Indiana or something like that?
Oh, there's the In-Coast.
In-Coast.
The In-Coast, and that is Jenny Softened. She was a neighbor. She's now moved to Chesterton, but we do a lot of stuff together as well. We have done some Facebook Live videos together and just are really, you know, we feel... People sometimes say we're competitors, but we feel like you need to work together in order to succeed. So we help each other out as much as we can.
I think she, when you posted that you were being on the show today, she said, put something, a remark like superstar or something like that.
Yeah. So we're always promoting each other. When I had a bazaar, a holiday bazaar, so I wanted her to be there. And then there's the region where guy, Kevin, and he actually designed our logo, the Dig the Dunes logo. So,
which has been changed, because I originally put up one of your older logos.
Yes,
on
that
site.
Was the older one, and when I see that one, I don't like it anymore. So, so I just want to keep that new one.
I think, because I have a link on my website that links back, and that was the logo I had. So I had it in my file, so I'll change it on my website too, but I didn't. I wanted to fix it for you so you'd be okay with it. So let's talk about something more like in the controversy. I know, like with the Dunes National Lakeshore, trying to get that to be a national park, you know, what are your feelings about that?
I think it's a great idea, actually. And it's funny because I did notice that Save the Dunes posted something about that. And it does. It brings a lot of people are for it and people are against it. I know some people think it's going to bring tons of people here. But really, it's just a name change.
Right.
It is a national park. It's just called the National Lakeshore. And I think we're a little bit different because... It's the National Lakeshore, but it spreads across such a wide area.
It's not contiguous.
It's not just one park. And I think just having it be a national park will get more notice for it, good, and possibly more funding and help, you know, to keep it clean and
built. Well,
you
know. A national park status, I know, becomes a permanent thing, which is approved by Congress, where the National Lakeshore, like a national monument, is a presidential thing, which could be changed by the president. Yeah, I mean, so that's the big difference, is it will solidify its status as a park, and that's not generally revocable once you have a park status.
Okay.
And so I think that's a great advantage to it. And I don't know if it'd bring that many more people, but the dunes are unique. And I learned this a long time ago, kind of what you talked about when I was in leadership in Northwest Indiana. I always thought someone getting signed to the Dunes National Lakeshore was like a punishment for the superintendent. You know, it's like, oh, well, you know. And they explain, this is, no, this is actually a unique park. It's an urban park that's non-contiguous. It's got things all over the place. And it's actually a very unique park to manage. So it's not like one of those things where, well, you're not very good as superintendent. We're going to send you there. It's actually kind of a sought-after thing. Actually, Indiana has really no national parks in it. We have that, a National Lakeshore, and I think there's a Henry Benjamin Harrison's monument, his house.
Okay.
So yeah, it really raises status. Now, you're probably familiar. How's the relationship with the National Lakeshore with the state park?
Well, I was going to say, as you were talking about this, that it's funny because I get a lot of people when I'm talking about the dunes that will say, oh, I've been to the dunes, you know, or my family went to the dunes once, and they don't even realize. They think that the dunes is the state park.
Right.
And they have no idea that there are all these other trails and that the Lakeshore, Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore, is all these other places. So I think the state park and the National Lakeshore work together, and their relationship is fine together, but it's just a matter of, and I've tried to help educate people and let them know that the state park is not the dune, you know, it's
right.
The Indiana Dunes State Park, and they have some wonderful trails and great programs, but there's just so much more around here too to see. And it's funny because in the summer I'll see the line on 49 going out to 12 for people getting into the state park. And I wanted to say, hey, go over like a couple blocks that way and you'll see the same thing.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And free is good. Well, they have to work together. They share a welcome center there on 49, just a little bit north of Chesterton and the expressway. So
yes,
the state and so if you want information on both, it's right there in one place.
Right. One place on, in the National Lakeshore that I think is underutilized is the Douglas Center, which is in Miller.
Yeah.
And I even did not go in there until a few years ago and went in and talked to some people and realized they have snowshoes and cross-country skis that are free for people to just go in, take it, rent it out, and use it if we ever get some snow this year. People can do that. It's a great educational place for kids. And then Miller Woods is one of my all-time favorite trails to go out there and take a look at that. So there's just so much people need to know about it, which is why I become so passionate about it as well, because I get out to these trails and I see them and I see the beauty and just want to share it so people know it's out there.
Yeah, and you've passed that along. I mean, I've watched the growth of Dig the Dunes every year. It just gets fuller and more exciting.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks. That's good to hear.
You know, one of the controversies about the state park is the banquet center. Now, I'm still new enough to
You're
going to
make me talk about that?
Well, I mean, you're going to educate me. I mean, I really don't understand what the either problem is with it or, you know, I even asked friends of mine, and I'm not sure I understand. So maybe explain what that is.
I can, to the best of my knowledge, what happened was I think some things were a little sneaky about how they went about it, and I really think people would have been okay if it was just taking what is there already and renovating it. But they started talking about this huge banquet hall that they were going to put up and blocking the view, and it was ugly, and they were using politics, using specific people. I personally, on Dig the Dunes, try to stay out of any kind of politics, so I remain kind of quiet on it. I wouldn't mind a... Dig the Dunes likes beer and breweries and things like that. I wouldn't mind if there was a nice restaurant there that had a great view and was another place to go. But I think the way things happen and how they went about it, they need to figure things out, and they need to just hopefully just utilize the building they have.
Right. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I don't really understand the controversy. I'm just tuning in.
I've heard both sides, and I'm really kind of in the middle about it all.
Sure.
Some of the plans I saw were outrageous and crazy, and I don't know what these people were thinking, and I don't think that's going to end up happening because of the opposition, which is good. And then I also see the point of having something there, and it would be nice because there's nothing there right now. It's not being utilized. So if they could figure out a way to renovate it, that would be great.
It would be a new, you know, from my perspective, it would be a new revenue source. And like I said, I don't really know the whole story. So maybe that's a show for another day or another one to do.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, being originally from the area, I've been trying to tune into that concept, and I wasn't quite sure.
It's kind of quieted it down a little bit.
Yeah.
A few years ago, it was big. But now things are at a hold. The last I heard was just under a year ago. And I think they had a plan for what they were going to do. I don't think it's all going to happen with what they had planned. And I know some people were worried about local businesses suffering, but I'm not quite sure how.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Looking at it, it seems like, and not looking at the whole renovation plan, it would be nice to have something like that because it would be more income for the state park.
Right.
I mean, you know, and then you can use that for other things, you know, keeping trails. But not knowing all the other part of it. I, like I said, I followed a little bit, but I'm still unclear on that. Hey, let's talk, you know, since we touched on the calendar, that's one of your annual things. And so every year, how many years have you been doing that?
This year was the third year that we did it. And each year it keeps growing. We get more photo submissions. This year, I think, was the best one yet. I mean, we just had some amazing photos come in. People get so excited about it. I work with Izzy Ensley, who she's sort of been my right-hand man since Dig the Dunes started. She's been here with me from the beginning. She does have a full-time job also, so I have to get her when I can. But she, that is her project, and she's done the design for it, and she started with the contest and how to get the submissions in. And then we always have a calendar release party, which has been one of the best parts about it. We pick different locations and invite all the photographers to come, and we announce them and award them with a calendar and a little plaque. And yeah, it's just great. And everybody seems to like it. It comes right around the holidays, so it makes a great gift. And it's just a great way to give some of the different photographers from the area that are like-minded and love the dunes a chance to get their work out there.
The your last party was at
SFC Gallery in Michigan City, and I loved it there.
Right.
They were amazing to work with, and we may just go right back there if we're invited next year.
And it was on a first Friday, too.
And it was a first Friday, yes. And it was a cold first Friday, but we still got people out there.
So if a photographer wants to submit things, and I know this is, you've just finished this, but coming up next year, when do you start looking for submissions?
This past year, we did it a little bit earlier, and it worked out well. And I want to say it was around May or June that we started doing it. So you'll definitely, if you follow Dig the Dunes on Facebook, we also have a newsletter, which I would suggest, there is a button on our Facebook page. If you click that, you can sign up for the newsletter. But it's a great way to stay on top of things because you don't always see the Facebook posts anymore. So, you know, that makes it hard. So with the newsletter, it just comes out once a week. It's very informational. It is an e-newsletter, and it tells all the things we're doing, and it would tell when the submissions are.
Okay. What are you looking for? I mean, I know Izzy's actually doing it, but what photos kind of are you looking for in general?
I will say, if anybody wants a better chance of getting in, we always get a ton of summer photos, and we always get photos right around the time that the deadline ends, because I think people run out there and do photos. So I want to say that's September, October, we get a lot. We don't get a ton in January. We don't get a ton for February and March. So, and what we want people to do is they will submit 3 photos, and we like them to tell us which month the photo was taken.
Okay. But does it, for example, now that you said that, you could have a great winter photo that was taken in, let's say, February, but you could use it for January.
And we have done that.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
sometimes, so when we do, what we do is it goes through 3 rounds of judging. It's all blind judging until the very end, because sometimes there might be a photographer that has 2 or 3 winners,
mm-hmm.
and so we can't have them for 3 months. So then we might move some of the photos around. So a January photo may go in February,
okay.
or something like that.
What do they specifically have to be? The dunes, lakeshore, or what do you?
No, they can be the beach. They can be trails. They can, but that we want it to be something nature. Someone
nature.
Last year did a hummingbird at one of the preserves. So anything in the dunes area.
So fine. you could submit like flying herons or things like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
wildlife.
Yeah, I'm already thinking for next year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We've had some different birds in there in the past. We had the hummingbird. We had we had a deer 1 year.
Okay, because I know I live on Lake Palomora, and I have a huge number of like swans and herons and things like that, which is part of the dune lens.
Yes,
so.
Yeah, that counts.
You're listening to WVLP 103.1 FM. Eve from Dig the Dunes is with us, telling us about what she's doing, her background from doing things like in advertising and graphic design. So what are some of your clients in graphic design away from Dig the Dunes?
So I have tapered back a lot from that, but when I moved to I did some stuff for, I stayed, when I moved to Ogden Dunes, I still did work for some places in Chicago, and I did work for First American Bank, and ISMI, which is an insurance company, and then once I moved here, it's more restaurants, different restaurants, so
yeah.
I will do stuff, and I started doing stuff for Bartlett's, now I'm helping more with events. There's a wine bar in Philadelphia, Jet Wine Bar, that I've done some work for as well. But the graphic design is starting to taper off a little.
Because you're
busy. But what's
everything
nice
else is
what's,
growing so
and
much.
And what's nice is that I have that. So when I need something, so if I'm doing an event or one of the restaurants is doing an event, I can put together a poster really quick and get something together.
Okay. So, and you know, any local clients anymore, or your more events?
More social media stuff. I do stuff for Chickpea, okay. Lucretia.
Okay.
So again, restaurants. My mind's going totally blank. But I do have some other clients too.
So is Dig the Dunes involved with the bingo for benches in Miller?
So I'm helping promote. So they did. They're an example one of the event marketers that I'm helping with. And yeah, I'm planning on going. It's January 19th, and it sounds like it's going to be really fun. You get $20 unlimited bingo cards, wine, and cheese. And Dig the Dunes is one of the sponsors, so one of the prize packages is some Dig the Dunes merch.
Very nice.
Very good. I was just looking through the Dig the Dunes Facebook page and seeing some of the things you have on there, like ice skating in the dunes these days. And you a lot of times put questions out there, I guess, to inspire people to do things.
Yeah, I put questions out to help me with my research and then also to, yeah, just to see what different people say. So the something I posted today was about burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are going to do, and I think I'm going to be working with Matt Warner on that one. He's going to write it. But we're going to do some research on some burgers and pick our top 10.
Your favorite burgers in the region. Yeah, that's here. Cast your votes for what's your favorite burger in the dunes. From Whiting to St. Joe along the lake. Inland can include Merrillville, Crown Point, Valpo, and towns in between. So you can do that on the Facebook page.
Yes, yeah. Go on out. And it's also on Instagram as well. So put your vote. We're going to take a look at them, and then we're going to start eating some burgers.
It's making me hungry right now looking at this.
Our biggest posts we do every year is outdoor patios. Okay. And we get votes for that one too. And then we go and check out all the different outdoor patios. And I want to say the one that we did a couple years ago had over 15,000 people take a look at that one. So it's a
the
popular.
The reach is far, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so...
So you should get some tourism money. Of course. Actually, I guess you would consider this a business, so it's not really not for profit,
right?
Even though you're not making money at it.
Some of my sponsors, though, like Michigan City is a sponsor, and so they have a banner ad, and the South Shore CVA along the South Shore has a banner ad as well. So it helps because then we all work together, and they help share my stuff, and I share theirs, and. Again, another partnership.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the things I've always learned about Northwest Indiana. If you took Northwest Indiana, depending on where you draw the boundaries, let's take the three counties, and transplanted it somewhere in the middle of a cornfield, it'd be about the size of Indianapolis. Okay, except it's a whole bunch of different communities, but you know we live in the shadow of Chicago's media, so we know more about what Mayor Rahm is doing, you know, and he's got a pimple or something somewhere, versus what's going on in our own state, you know. So we're hoping like something like Dig the Dunes and different types of local things kind of promotes what we have. So, so the outreach like that is great. So when you're looking at becoming a Dooney, now is there a cost for that or?
Yes, and when we first started, it is $15, and that's going to be in April. Right now, if someone wants to get the passport, it's half price, and I believe it's $12.50. But there's only three more months left for that one. Anybody who becomes a Dooney gets their name on the Dooney wall, and that stays up permanently, whether you decide to renew or not. I was actually just meeting with Izzy yesterday, and we're starting to roll out the program for next year. And as I mentioned, it's going to be more of an ID card with all the same perks, though. You're going to get discounts at different places, discounts on Dig the Dunes events and merchandise and the meetups. And that will be $15 when we first roll it out for new people, probably $10 for people to renew. And then standard price after our rollout will be $20 for new people.
So then you take them to different places and all throughout the area then?
We do. And it's funny because we did three or four for this past year already, and we have a ton of interest, but not a lot of people show up. So when we have the meetups, and I don't know if it's because they're free, but when somebody pays, then they feel obligated to go somewhere. When we do something and it's free... You know, if the weather's not so good or they decide they have something else going on, then they don't show up. But we want lots of Doonies to come out and do these meetups, and we think it would be fun. And as it grows, we'll get more people.
Now, your directory, if someone's interested to come, just part of your directory instead of banner ads, what's the procedure there?
They just need to contact us. We write up the directory. We get an image. Usually it's their logo, or if it's a restaurant, it might be a picture of their food or the inside. And then we write it up. We send it to them for approval. If they like it, then we post it, and it's good to go. We always announce it on our Facebook page. And then, as I said, if they have, and some people do it more than others, if they have events, they can go ahead and just let us know. We also have a calendar on the page where people can let us know, and we'll add things to our calendar as well.
What do you consider the reach of your calendar? Like, you know, you've talked about like Whiting to St. Joe.
It's really everybody who follows our Facebook page and checks in on our website.
So
it could be someone from California, really.
Really? Okay.
And if I look at the stats on our Facebook page, we have a lot of people from Chicago. We have people from Indy, people from in Michigan, and definitely Valpo, Michigan City, Crown Point.
I guess I was thinking is how far south, like if someone wants to promote something and they put up, let's say, something from Lafayette, would that be a Dig the Dunes thing? I mean, not.
Well, the calendar itself, if they were to message us and put that in, it's free, so they can go ahead and do that, so it doesn't hurt if they do it. You know, maybe they'll get a couple people.
So if someone's like New Perspectives Photography would send you a thing about their opening exhibit coming up, that would be on the calendar.
Yeah, we can put it on the calendar.
Well, you know, that's good to know. So.
Also, I love that your site also talks about dogs. Dog-friendly places. Do you still?
Right on the homepage, we have a button that says dog-friendly areas. We're getting ready to update it for 2019. So if anybody's having a dog-friendly event, please do let us know, because we want to know who to put on there. But we have dog-friendly restaurants. We have a lot of the dog parks. We have dog-friendly breweries. There's the different dog walks and different things like that. So that was on there as well.
That's good.
You can also support Dig the Dunes by, you have merchandise.
Yes. We had a lot of sales over the holidays. So right now we have a big January sale going on. We're starting to sell, we want to get that out, all the winter merchandise, and start looking for some fun spring items. But we have hoodies and shirts and charms and koozies and what else do we have on there? Larry's looking at it over here.
Yeah, we have a dog bowl.
We have a dog bowl. We have our long sleeve tee, which is great for going out and hiking. Pair that with the zip hoodie and you're all set. We're going to have a baseball hat in the spring. We're working on that.
With the new logo,
and then a jersey as well. So
then you can support Dig the Dunes and show your support out in the public there. So.
Yeah, and it's fun. And it was funny last year at Jammin', the Save the Dunes event, it was really cool to see the amount of Dig the Dunes shirts that were out and InCoast shirts. And between Dig the Dunes, Save the Dunes, and the InCoast, it was just a sea of people wearing those shirts, and that was really fun to see.
So, you're changing away from the passport system to more of the card. Is they still going to get their card stamped or indicated they're going to do that?
Well, I'd love to hear feedback from people on that, because I think people really liked the passport idea, but like I said, not many people finished their passport and turned it in. So I'm thinking we're going to do more of an ID, but then have maybe a special fun passport thing for people to do and just do it on their own, because I think they like the idea of it and it is fun and it got people out to different places.
Right, it gives you a little direction maybe, or
right,
a goal.
Where to go. Yeah. And last year we used a lot of the different visitor centers, because we thought if they go to, we had the South Shore Indiana Visitor Center in Hammond as one of them. And so people can go there and pick up a ton of brochures about different places. And then we had the LaPorte Visitors Center in Michigan City, and you know, the same thing, people can grab brochures, and we thought that was a good idea. So I don't, but since we've already done that one, we're trying to think of something different. And then other people said they preferred the stamps where they just went to the trailhead, because we had one at Save the Dunes at Barker House, and then we had one at the Shirley Hines Meadowbrook. And they said they really liked that because they didn't have to look at hours and they could go whenever they wanted and it was right there and they just stamped it. So
what's some of your upcoming events?
So we started a series last month where we did the Bloody Mary Brawl, and that included four restaurants in Michigan City. It was really popular. We sold out with 125 people at that one, so we decided to take those same four restaurants and do the margarita. And that one's going to be the end of January, and tickets are on sale for that. We have, I want to say, about 30 or 40 tickets left for that one, okay. So it will most likely sell out as well. And then we're going to continue that series because we want all four of those restaurants to be able to do some sort of challenge. So we're going to rotate. So either Patrick's Grill or Barker Pub will get to choose the next one after that. And then we have the Beach Glass Jewelry that I mentioned. That's February 10th. And I just posted about our beer run kickoff in March. And then we'll get those beer runs going again after that. But that's going to be a scavenger hunt. I'm really excited about that. We're going to have some people take some photos and then pick up some different items along the way, work with a couple different restaurants and shops for that. And then we also have, it's already up on our Facebook page, but every year we do a comedy show. And it's called Waves of Laughter, and I work with Colleen Brennan, who was my neighbor growing up, and she lives in Chicago and has, she gets some amazing comedians to come out to this, and we're going to do it at the Acorn Theater this year, so we're really excited.
That's in Michigan.
That's in Three Oaks, Michigan. Okay. Tickets are on sale already.
All right.
For August, and grab your tickets.
You use Eventbrite?
Normally I use Eventbrite, but for Waves of Laughter, it goes right through the Acorn Theater ticket sales.
And then you have a Get Fit, Get Food.
Yes, Get Fit, Get Food, and that's working with Troy.
Troy Build Fitness.
Yes, I love Troy. Mm-hmm. And what we did this a couple years ago, it was really popular, and that gets people, we go to his studio, we do a workout, and then we head to a local restaurant. And for the first one, we're going to Chickpea in Michigan City, and have a family style healthy dinner. And that one's starting to sell too. So if you're interested and your New Year's resolution is to get fit,
or to get food. Yeah, miss the first part. Well, you know, I'm going to pass on that, but I'll have the food, you know, whatever.
Well, it's funny because the beer runs, we have a couple people who don't run. They just come for the beer.
Okay. And these beer runs, they always end up with beer? Don't they have wine or something like that?
Well, we partnered with Burnham Brewery for it. So some of the places you can get wine, but we like the beer run.
Because you're a beer girl.
And I'm a beer girl, yeah.
And see, I'm a wine guy, or a bourbon guy, or a scotch guy.
Okay.
You know, bourbon and dunes, that would be...
Well, that's another one we're thinking of, bourbon, beer, and burgers.
Oh, there you go. Very alliterative.
Yeah, that's a Matt thing. Right?
Yeah, you might get a different clientele out for that.
Yeah.
So anything, we're ready to wrap up here in the next few minutes. Where do you see Dig the Dunes growing or doing things or...
Well, I think for the next couple of years, we're going to focus on these events, getting people out, different events. I have an ambassador group now of some ladies that are out there taking photos, getting out to different places, and posting, helping to share, and they're really helping me to get the word out. They're also great to use when I need volunteers and help at different places. I'm excited myself to see where it's going to go because I just love to see how it twists and turns a little bit and what people want and the way social media changes because it's so much about social media. I have to sort of follow what social media is doing as well.
If someone wants to help out with these Dig the Dunes projects, like can they do, you know, like want to help you do things.
Sure. So. People contact me all the time, and I'm always happy. Now, I mean, any writers, too, if they're interested in writing, or photographers can submit some work, and I take a look at it. We do ask for writers. The first article is we just go ahead and have them submit it, and then we'll post it and see how it does. And then if we like it and people like it, then we can hire for writing as well. So... if you're a writer out there, send some stuff
and
some ideas.
Well, sure. And then, you know, there's probably a lot of people that like to get the exposure. Though there's always a fun thing with photographers that says, well, you take our pictures for free and, you know, you get exposure. And it says, exposure doesn't pay the bill.
Right, right.
So, but you do have an opportunity then to get some money for the articles later on.
Yes, they do.
Okay, very good. And again, give us the website again.
It's digthedunes.com. And then on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it's just at digthedunes. Easy. Okay.
Any last-minute things about Northwest Indiana that you like to, you know, you came back here.
Yeah, secret spots.
Secret spots that you have.
Well, you know, I did a feature, and I should bring it back, but I did interviews with different people, and they're still on the website. You can go and scroll through them, and one of the questions is, what are your secrets of the dunes? And there's all sorts of good ones in there. Just different places that you can go and... go to digthedunes.com and check it out.
Do you have a favorite trail?
Miller Woods is one of my favorites. I like Tulston Dunes, which is right across from Ogden Dunes, for running. And then for cross-country skiing, I like Lycokiwi, which I think the name has changed for Lycokiwi, but that's off of 12, right where the old visitor's center was. But that's perfect over there. But I would tell, if I'm telling someone to go check out a good trail, go to Miller Woods.
Okay. Is there any part of the dunes that is, beside the trail that is overlooked, you know, like in the entire dunes, either lakeshore or state park or something, that people just don't go to and you say, oh, this is a real jewel and everyone's missing it?
Well, the Douglas Center that I mentioned before, I feel like people don't realize that's there.
The bog, too.
Yeah, Carlsbog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one.
Which is actually a fen.
Yes, I know.
folks can all look that up.
That's another good one for running, especially for a little bit of a longer distance, and you can get some great work out there going up and down those dunes. Where else? Oh, Central Ave Beach is, and I think that might be closed now. I'm not sure, and I know they've been dealing with the erosion, but. Right. That's a great beach. When you go there, you feel like you're somewhere different. I love it. Tons of beach glass and rocks.
Well, and malt
mountains. People come internationally to go to that beach.
Well, I notice when I go to Central Ave, there's no Indiana license plates. It's all from other places. Mm-hmm. People in Indiana don't use it.
It's well known in Europe, too.
Oh, wow. Central,
yeah.
Yeah, the whole Mount Baldy thing, I don't know if they've actually permitted, they just accept supervised visits now, or?
Well, you can take the trail to the beach.
Right.
You just can't take the trail up to Mount Baldy unless it's supervised.
And I guess it's still moving in on the parking lot there.
So probably in a few years.
It's alive. Well, I think we're about ready to wrap it up today. We really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
You've been listening to Art in the Air, and we'd like to remind you one more time, if you'd like to support us, go ahead to wvlp.org/support. We don't want you to just be a listener. We want you to become a supporter or underwriter. We have several underwriting levels to go at. It's great to support us. Just like Dig the Dunes, you can support them. You can support us doing the ongoing thing here. And like I said, don't give till it hurts, give till it feels good. You've been Art in the Air is heard every Friday at 11 a.m. We're rebroadcast Monday at 5 p.m. Your hosts are Larry Breckner and Esther Golden. Thanks again to Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager and engineer on our show today.
Welcome.
And if you're interested in being on the show, artontheair@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week. Right, Esther?
Aloha.